For all those times you stood by me, for all the truth that you made me see, for all the joy you brought to my life, for all the wrong that you made right, for every dream you made come true, for all the love I found in you, I'll be forever thankful, baby. You're the one who held me up, never let me fall. You're the one who saw me through it all. You were my strength when I was weak. You were my
welcome back. Celine Dion. Yes, indeed, boys and girls. Mother's Day song. Mother's Day weekend. This is your host, Ray I. Matty G's lip syncing. Had a little Thomas Coffee over here. Vogelbogger's not sure where he's at. He's on drugs.
Yes.
But he's doing better.
Better living through pharmacology.
That big old sandwich really helped him out. If you notice, Vogelbogger, we got all girls singing.
Yeah.
Mothers on Mother's Day singing about mothers. Jan said that won't work. I think it does. But on my segment coming up, I've got an old country hairy leg boy singing my Mother's Day song. So, other than that, of course, we had Jimmy Dean in the beginning, but what a great time. You know, we said we're going to do some restaurant reviews, and I mentioned up front some of the places we went to. And we talked about Roy's store and convenience store down in Dora during the media hunt stuff quite a bit. But I got to bring him back up because if you drive down the road and look over and see it, like me and Mark Strand talked about, you'd never know. It looks like an old gas station. There's usually two or three guys out front chewing tobacco with a cup of coffee. You go in, you go up to the gas counter, like you're going to pay for your stuff, and you put your order in. You can sit up front and chew the fat with the locals, or they got a big dining table, room table in the back with restrooms and deer heads on the wall and trout and stuff. Just a neat place. Great food, especially biscuits and gravy. Good place. If you're ever down around, you know, this summer you're going to gals fishing, floating the streams, picnics, you know, vacation down in the Ozarks. You get down that way around Twin Bridges, another place got some pretty good food for the trout management area there, and all those mills and all the neat stuff to see down there. Go by, just check out Roy's. I promise you, if I didn't tell you about it, you would never stop there. Great food, good place. We found a gym, Vogelbogger. Eminence, Missouri, was trying to get over there to get to the Rusty Gate for breakfast. We're going out 106 from Ellington. The highway's closed, fell in, it's done. So we turn around and go back. There used to be a place I used to eat in Ellington, but I haven't been able to find any place to eat in Ellington. I had no idea this cafe was there. I stopped at a gas station. Lady was sitting in a chair inside the gas station, asked me if she could help me. I said, I'm looking for breakfast. She goes, I've got the place for you, and she pointed to it. I would have drove by. It was off the main drag, and if you went down a small, it just looked like a house. She's got to get some new signage out there. It's called the Vintage Market Cafe. Fabulous place. And really cool, while we were having breakfast at a cool table and lots of baskets up and antiques and just a neat little it's a coffee shop too. I mean, she's had all these coffees, different coffees and stuff, but it was so cool. They was playing Oh Brother Where Art Thou.
Really
best biscuits and gravy in the Ozarks, boys and girls. Great food. I got pictures of it on Facebook. They're in Ellington, Missouri. They're on 180 North 2nd Street. It's a little small place. If there's anything negative, and I don't like to use the term negative, when the word gets out of how good this food is, she's not gonna have enough room for people. They're gonna be lined up outside. And it's good stuff because when people come down tourism season, the Clearwater Lake's right down the road, and then you got the all the rivers there, you got current Jack's Fork and all that stuff, and all the bluegrass festivals and all the trout fishing and stuff. People find this place. It's great food, and that's the Vintage Market Cafe. You can look them up on Facebook, and it's just awesome food, really good food, great service, great people. Just a neat place to go to. Everybody is so friendly and talks to you, and it's a neat little atmosphere. But it's really small. But the food was fantastic. That's probably my number one right there. The breakfast was that good. Now, there's another breakfast place in Winona. I stop all the time. I went back and saw him and loved that place. I've talked to you about that before. Robert's there, the 90-something-year-old veteran from the Battle of the Bulge, and him and his buddy that was over there are still best friends, and locals give them trouble. It's fun. It's a fun place to go to. But they have the most fabulous ham steak. I asked him when I went in there, you still got that ham steak? And she even told me people come in and buy it from them to take home and cook it themselves. It's that good. But I get the ham steak. That's on Facebook. You'll see that. And that's at Flossie's Apple Barrel in Winona. Great breakfast place. Great girls will work in there. Keep the coffee filled up. Friendly. You know, just a great place. And, like, you know, we ate a lot of places down there. These are my top picks. And if you get down around that area, Winona, if you go out to Peck Ranch to look at the elk, or you're in Eminence at the Bluegrass or at some of the festivals there, or you're looking for the wild horses, or you're floating the rivers, and you want a really good breakfast with a good ham steak, go to Flossie's. They're great. Of course, we talked about the Rusty Gate. Billy took us in there, and I'll have more about the Rusty Gate and about our breakfast in another segment, because I'm going to talk some more about that. That needs to be in the segment about the turkey hunting stuff and about being down there.
One of the things we said, all the parks and the access is everything. We're trying to get the information of what accesses are open and what accesses are closed, right. What campgrounds. Give us a little time on that.
While I was down there this just yesterday or day before, whatever it was, they still wasn't letting people on the river. It was pretty bad. Have you seen the damage in Eminence? It's horrible. But you need to, give us some time. We're trying to get all that information. There's lots of stuff going on. They're still doing a lot of cleanup. And like, when I talked to Billy, it's like you got to be careful if you do get on the river because the channels have changed. There's so much debris. When I drove down, there was a couple of bridges that was like root wads of trees, like bigger than a house up against the bridges. And if you remember where we were at, down around Dora, Twin Bridges and those places, there was, I'm not talking about small bridges. I'm talking about major state highway bridges, 30, 40 foot high bridges were gone, taken out. It was unbelievable. There was like 31 feet of water coming down through there.
We are trying. Except, the people that are giving these reports are working overtime also. So
a lot
they're
of cleanup.
Gathering information.
It was sad to see the dumpsters and FEMA and the trucks and all the emergency services people down there in front of all these places. All those towns were affected all the way down through. We went through lots of towns. Of course, I'll be talking about my trips down there in a coming up segment with the rambling thing that I've told you I was going to do. But the things I saw down there, man, it's pretty scary, the damage that's happened.
Our prayers are going out for these folks.
Yeah, it's tough. It's a tough deal. But I found the Vintage Cafe quite by accident and glad that I did. It was meant to be because 106 was closed. I'd already had breakfast at Rusty Gate and I was going back because I wanted Jan to enjoy it because it's good. And we needed a good breakfast place down there in that area. And I tell you what, if back in Mountain View at Murray's shop or over at Marty's doing the hunt, I would drive all the way back to Ellington for that breakfast.
Oof.
I would. That's how good it is. Good people.
Let's go.
Best biscuits and gravy. Pancake was awesome. We got a little sample of stuff, Jan got the basic breakfast with the eggs, the sausage. Hash browns, real hash browns. Oh, my gosh. And also at Flossie's, they got real fried potatoes. No, none of this frozen stuff. Good stuff, good food. What do you got for me, Vogler Wagner? You've been dying to try to do something.
Missouri Department
of
Conservation.
About 2 minutes.
Host Women's Basic Archery Workshop in Columbia, Missouri, May 16th. Columbia, Missouri. You can call 573-815-7901. It's a free course. Missouri Department of Conservation hosts Rich Hill Students for Outdoor Skills event in Nevada, Missouri. This is for 4th, 5th, 6th graders from Rich Hill. It's May 9th. Oh, that's done. Sorry.
We did it again.
Can you believe it? I can't take it anymore. Kids Fishing Day.
Stop. I'm getting some messages here. If you need information on these restaurants I just talked about, just go to Facebook and put the name in. It'd pop up. Or go to my Facebook. I have them listed. It'd be a lot easier. And Maddie G may post them, may not. Depends on how much time we got. Go on.
Missouri Department of Conservation offers special event May 20th at Golden Valley Range, Clinton, Missouri. Missouri Department of Conservation will host Day at the Range event from 10 a.m. to 2
so,
p.m.
So I've got a question. You announced something that's already done. And thank goodness Tim was here last week and he was able to keep up the tradition. Now, instead of making all these announcements, how many turkeys did they kill?
Oh.
Well, I was wanting the final kill. I mean, there's news. But
there's a big one right there.
Get into the microphone, Vogler Wagner.
Checked. 39,239 birds during Missouri.
So it went down. I heard it was 41. I heard it was 42,000. What happened?
That's with that 42,000 with the youth season.
So it was only 38,000. What did they say? Is that down? That's kind
of
down.
That's down a little bit. So it's a total of 43,339.
With the youth.
It's youth was 4,100.
Okay, what was the leading county? Because we did
the leading county for the state was Franklin County with 932, Texas County with 843, Callaway County with 697.
Wow! So Howell didn't make the top three this year. Right. Howell's always been the top three for the last 10 years. Well, you know why? Due to the flooding. That Howell's in the middle of all those rivers, all of them.
There's two non-fatal hunting accidents. One involved a shooter who mistook another hunter for a turkey.
Yeah.
And the other was a self-inflicted shooting injury.
Another one was a jealous housewife.
Yes.
Okay. Is that all you got?
That's all I got.
Finally got you to do it. All right. Matty G, we're going to come back on the other side. We're going to talk to the Indian Creek boys. Hopefully we get hold of Stewart. He's out in Kansas on a hunt. And with that, we're going to take a break, and we'll return, hopefully, Vogelbacher's getting out of the chair. This could be good. And we'll see y'all on the other side.